Well, I'm pretty direct. I'm pretty transparent. I learned a long time ago in this business that everything you say, you might as well accept it will be public. Every email you send, it could be public. And you go from that perspective, and it makes it pretty simple. You give directives about you want to go in a new direction. You're open with it. Say, this is why I'm doing this. I'm very open with that, and I explained that to council when I came in, and I'm meeting with directors today. I'm getting a feel for them for the first time, and when I go out and meet with them in their departments, operations, meet their staff, I begin to get a feel for how things are running.
And you've spent a long time in local government, so is learning about Unalaska more of the same, or is there anything you still really have to get a handle on?
Well, learning the fisheries is something brand new for me, and I'm going to be spending a great deal of time with our ports director and talking to the mayor about it, because he has a depth of understanding about the fisheries. I'm going to get some opportunities in the next couple of weeks to go out and look at some of the businesses that are involved with the fishery industry, the processing, tour, all that. That fascinates me. The massive scale we're doing here, having the largest port in the country, the level of automation I've heard about it, that's the kind of thing I'm looking forward to learning about. And finding out their power needs, seeing how we can assist them to be more successful, things like that, the partnerships.
And speaking of partnerships, how do you see the city's relationship with organizations like the Kawalungan Tribe and the Unalashka Corporation?
Well, I've had some initial contact with doing my interview process, but as I get acclimated, I hope to have those kind of conversations to see how we can mutually benefit each other, find out what their needs are, find out where the opportunities are. And I hope they realize I'm coming with a clean slate, someone who's looking to respect what they want to achieve and what we are willing to give and get that can benefit both of us.
I know you've only just arrived on island, but at this point, do you have any sense yet of how long you might stay in this role?
I intend to stay as long as the council wants me to be here. My kids started school on Monday. They're already enjoying that. They're already enjoying the recreational opportunities as well. Being within 3 to 4 minutes from work, it's been extraordinary too. So no, I don't put a time frame on it. I put a time frame on being able to accomplish things, and if it reaches a point where the mayor and council thinks I can't continue to move the organization forward, that's when we reach a separation. But no, I'm here to stay as long as I can.
And you left your most recent municipal job in Rock Island, Illinois, after the city's efforts to get a Walmart built in the community fell through. Can you tell me anything about what happened there and about what you may have learned?
Well, it was a good tenure there, 5 years. I left in good terms with the organization. They had nothing to do with Walmart. I was looking to move on to look for other challenges. And this was the kind of challenge I was looking for in the future coming here. So it was all positive.
Well, thank you for your time, Thomas. But before I let you go, I've been wondering if there's any sort of interesting story behind your name?
It goes back to my mother's father was named Thomas, and she always promised him if she ever had a son, she would name him Thomas, but she didn't count on marrying someone whose last name was Thomas. We know my grandfather, he was a business owner for 50 years, ran 5 stores, very successful, and he was strong-willed, and he kept people to their promises. So that's how I wound up with the name Thomas.